morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. My husband and I, Brian and Donna Ness, look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song during this Lenten season, a time of reflection on the Passion of Christ in preparation for Easter. In our Old Testament reading, the people of Israel tested the Lord by saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" To show his power and love to supply them with water, the Lord directed Moses to strike the rock at Horeb, and water poured out.
From Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. All the congregation of the people of Israel moved on from the wilderness of Sin by stages, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped at Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people grumbled against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Pass on before the people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water shall come out of it, and the people will drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the quarreling of the people of Israel, and because they tested the Lord by saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?"
We saw in the Old Testament reading how the Lord supplied water to the Israelites in the wilderness. In the epistle reading, Paul, writing to the church in Rome, reminds us all that since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
From the Epistle of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
And finally, in the Gospel reading, Jesus, in his encounter with the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well, offers her living water and announces to her that he is the Messiah, the Christ.
From the fourth chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the sixth hour. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty forever. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he."
The hymn, "Salvation Now to Us Has Come," clearly shows that God's grace, shown in the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus, is the source of our salvation. We receive it by God's gift of faith without any merit or works on our part. Faith is known by its fruits.
Salvation.
Let's
thou cause the Father's vengeance day, Father's vengeance day, which over us impended,
which over us impended,
which over us impended,
which over us impended,
which over us impended.
Since Christ has full atonement made and brought to us salvation, each Christian therefore may be glad and build on this foundation. Your grace alone, dear Lord, I plead. Your death is now my life indeed, for you have paid my ransom.
Let me not doubt what truly see.
Members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. Weekly worship services are held on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, followed by Sunday school at 10:15, and Lenten services are held on Wednesday evenings at 6:30. Various small group Bible studies meet throughout the week. For more information, contact the church office at 574-896-2025. St. Peter Lutheran Church and School are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church look forward to meeting you. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." May God's love always be with you.